Words on Water.
Welcome to Words on Water, a podcast from the Water Environment Federation. This is the host, Travis Loop. Very important episode today as we look at public opinion around water and water infrastructure. Very excited to be joined by Lori Weigel, principal with New Bridge Strategy, who has been involved in polling and looking at public opinion on water and water infrastructure. Lori, how are you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me this morning.
I'm referring to the polling that has been done each year through the Value of Water campaign, which the Water Environment Federation is a part of. And this is one of the best things going in the water sector, where there's an annual poll kind of looking at public opinion around water infrastructure, especially investing in water infrastructure. Very helpful for us to see what public perspective is. And I know we use it, we as in the water sector collectively, use it as we approach elected officials, especially at the federal level, and try to show them where their voters stand on these issues, and bottom line, show them that there's a lot of support out there. So I'm really excited to talk to you about the findings from this year's polling, and we hear a lot of issues in the news these days. There's a lot of big things out there, but I'm curious as to where water infrastructure stands compared to these other issues we hear so much about.
Yeah, so we've asked variations of a similar question where we're asking respondents to tell us how important a number of different issues are to them personally that the president and leaders in Congress might tackle each year. And we've always included rebuilding America's infrastructure. Now, water is not necessarily the most top of mind when they hear infrastructure. We know a lot of times they'll think roads first, and then it's like, oh yeah, and water too. But that has led the list. And when we get more specific, when we ask about water infrastructure, it is as or even more important than broadly thinking about rebuilding America's infrastructure. It has been far more important than some other even more controversial infrastructure projects, like building a wall on the Mexican border, for example. But even things like funding for defense or anti-terrorism programs, or even some healthcare related issues, it has eclipsed those by far. And that's not to say that Americans are concerned right now about their drinking water quality. Most of them say that they're in fact not, or just only somewhat concerned about it. But they definitely see a need to continue to make investments to make sure that there's not contamination and chemicals and pollutants in their tap, and to sort of keep up with the aging infrastructure.
Yeah, that was my next question, is kind of what concerns people do have. So they're not too worried about the quality of their drinking water. That's interesting. Could you dive a little bit more into what concerns came out of the polling, and maybe what the numbers are there, and kind of your thoughts on it?
They tell us, for example, if we ask them about, especially if we get specific and ask about chemicals and pollutants in the tap or even in the natural environment, they're equally as concerned. We have the overwhelming majority, almost three quarters, telling us they're extremely or very concerned about that. And obviously that speaks to people's clear connection between what they drink and their health. I just talked to voters in Montana last night about something completely different, but water was one aspect of it. And, you know, it was something they immediately gravitated towards and started considering, you know, both taste, their sense of safety in drinking that, and that they like to be able to drink water from the tap. So, you know, it's really that sort of sense of safety and security, especially post sort of the Flint incidents, that people really have a real focus on that particular aspect. But secondly, they also do really recognize that a lot of the pipes and the infrastructure, and they can't detail all the things that go into water infrastructure, but there's a sense that those are aging. You know, it's really obvious when one of those fails in a community, it affects everyone. And so that's sort of, you know, these vivid reminders every once in a while that this infrastructure is critically important.
Absolutely. I thought it was interesting in the poll results when you asked people how they viewed the condition of water infrastructure. If I recall correctly, they kind of had some different perceptions about their local infrastructure, maybe versus infrastructure on a larger scale. Is that right?
Yeah, so they were much more mixed when it came to the nation's water infrastructure. They still leaned to feeling like it was good, but it was less than half that said that they felt like it was good. But when we talked about infrastructure in their local community, we had 83% that described that as very or somewhat good. And that's a normal perception. You know, we jokingly say sometimes it's this I'm okay, you're not sort of idea. But there's definitely, you know, they want to believe that things are okay where they are. You know, there's certainly some communities where we've sat and talked to residents where it's really vivid and clear that there's some that there's things lagging and that there's real problems there. But most people are going to err on the side that things are okay unless I've heard it's not. And that's pretty true throughout the country. I'd say the northeastern states were sort of the least likely to perceive their water infrastructure in their local communities being good. But some places like my region of the mountain states were overwhelmingly saying it was great. And I know for a fact that there's some problems and some need for investment. So, you know, perception is important, but sometimes we have to clarify and give people more information to see how they react after that.
Very, very interesting to hear the number that high, over 80% feel like their local infrastructure is in pretty good shape. And I guess maybe the folks in the Northeast understand that they have, you know, some of the oldest water infrastructure in the nation, just by the way the nation was developed. So maybe they're aware of that a little bit. We talk a lot about the need to invest in water infrastructure. And like I said at the beginning, that was a big purpose of this polling, is to try to get a sense for people's willingness or desire for the nation to invest more in water infrastructure. I think that's one of the findings we're looking to really highlight. What did we find there?
So we asked respondents, and again, this was a national survey, so national in scope and you know, demographically appropriate to represent all Americans. We asked them about increasing federal investment in rebuilding our water infrastructure, and gave them a few examples, like pipes and the pumps and the reservoirs and treatment plants and all those other facilities that ensure safe, reliable water service for all communities. And we had 85% indicating support for increasing federal funding for that. In fact, a majority, 52%, indicated strong support. Only 1 in 10 were opposed. So it really is strong. It's also very consistent with past years. We've asked that exact same question for the past few years and been right around that those high 80s levels. In terms of support. So it's not something that has waned over time or sort of, you know, moved around and shifted in any way, shape, or form. The other remarkable thing about that is it really cuts across all demographic groups, all partisan groups. It doesn't matter where in the country you are or even your level of income. Everyone really supports making those investments. And so if you think about it, even though they felt like, you know, things were pretty okay in their local community, there's still this desire to make sure that our nation has a solid water infrastructure. So, you know, we didn't say this was particular to your neighborhood, your area. We looked at it as really sort of a broader national agenda item, and we still got this level of support.
Yeah, that it's a it seems to me to be a staggeringly high level of support in a good way. You've been involved with, you know, public opinion research and polling for a long time. How does this level of support compare to other things you've seen? I mean, is that does that really just jump out at you as being overwhelming?
Yeah, I tell people there's very few things, and we get a tiny bit of a partisan reaction to this with, but we still have three quarters of Republicans. We've got almost every Democrat, 95% of Democrats indicating support, and independents right there at sort of the national average in terms of their response. And that's pretty rare. Water is one of those things that bridges that, no pun intended, that partisan gap. To an extent, even when we get very specific and look at issues in a particular state or even in a particular city or community, where sometimes where we're getting very specific about a funding proposal, we'll see that we have less partisanship when it comes to water, than almost any other issue I can think of right now. And certainly people are broadly saying, boy, we sort of put off a lot of investments that maybe we need to make in terms of our national infrastructure. Traffic congestion can be an issue places, maintaining the miles and miles of highways and county roads around the country as well. But water is one of those things that people place in a very different tier simply because we all need it. One man, in a focus group said, water is life. So it is one of the most basic things, and making sure we maintain that is critically important, and everyone really recognizes that.
Yeah, I really enjoy seeing that that breakdown where there's, you know, kind of it's not a partisan issue, and I know that that is something that the water sector is also trying to use as we approach, you know, members of Congress and other officials to say, hey, look, this is there's no political risk here in supporting more investment in water infrastructure. Everybody everywhere is behind this to a very strong degree. And also, like you said, no geographic real significant change or anything like that. And I think you alluded to the idea that these numbers have been pretty consistent over the number of years that this polling has been done, right?
Absolutely. So, literally, this year's response at 85% is well within the margin of error of where we've seen it in the past 2 years, where we were at 87 and 88%. So basically, no change at all in terms of that response. And each year, we've seen a majority indicate strong support, and that's important because that strong support really tells you that these are people that obviously feel strongly about it, but also they don't tend to move around over time. They tend to sort of stick to their guns. They're more likely to be vocal and active on an issue as well. So that's something that's really different about this issue because I think because it touches everyone personally.
A couple other areas that were asked about this year, and it's something that I think the poll has done in the past, aside from the infrastructure investment questions, has taken the opportunity to ask about some other areas. This year, one of the topics was about kind of the affordability of water, and I was hoping you could share what people think about that issue, about the affordability of water.
Sure, and this is usually a trick question because when you ask people, is it affordable or not so affordable? Sometimes perception drives that response, and they'll feel like, we've had people tell us inflation is a really huge issue this past decade, and of course it really hasn't been in most sectors. And but it just feels like it if you go to the grocery store and you get a bigger receipt each time. So it's really striking that we had four in five telling us that they felt that what they pay currently for water and wastewater service is affordable. In fact, 42% said it was very affordable. And that had not changed one bit over the last year. It was almost exactly the same as what we saw in 2018. Very, very few, only 14% saying it's unaffordable. There is, as can be expected, there's a slight income distinction there, but still, even among the lowest income segment that we looked at, 75% said that what they pay for water and wastewater is affordable. And again, not huge regional distinctions either on that variable. And there can be blips. Obviously, there can be certain communities where investments, you know, have to be paid for through fees and taxes on their water bills. But for the most part, we're seeing that people are consistently telling us that this is a service that they pay for that is affordable.
Yeah, well, there's, I guess, two sides to that coin. Maybe from my perspective, that is fantastic that so many people view it as affordable and worth the money that they spend out of their household budget. We in the water sector know that there is affordability issues because of just the stresses on many household budgets across the country, and so affordability is a huge issue. So while 4 and 5 feel it's affordable, that 1 and 5 is still a good chunk right. that we have to address. And the other part I think that you asked about was how people feel about paying more to improve water infrastructure. So actually seeing an increase in that in their water rates. What came out of that question?
Yeah, so we asked them if their provider increased rates by a modest amount. We weren't going to get too specific since this could really vary depending on the proposal, but making sure that it paid for infrastructure and water quality improvements, is that something they'd be willing or unwilling to pay? Is that modest rate increase? And we had 2/3 this year telling us that they'd be very or somewhat willing to pay that amount, that modest rate increase. It's one of the harder questions, actually, that we ask is sort of putting your money where your mouth is what would you do in this scenario? We only had 22% completely balk at that idea of being willing to pay more. And certainly it could, you know, it can vary depending on the structure, depending on the amount. We've worked in lots of local communities testing those specific types of rate increases. But one of the things that we always look for is that, again, that income sensitivity. And it really just wasn't evident, right, at least broadly across the country here with the income groups that we looked at. You know, it really didn't have a huge impact on people's willingness to pay more.
That's interesting. So sounds like somewhat similar numbers that support more federal investment infrastructure that also would support investing themselves a little bit more in infrastructure. So one of the areas that I was excited to see explored by the polling this year is around recycled water. And this is the idea that, you know, water is cleaned so well by treatment plants that it can be reused in a variety of ways. And we really wanted to find out what familiarity the public had with this concept and what their level of support was for it. And I think it was revealing to me what the numbers were here. So how familiar are people with this concept of potable recycled water?
So one of the hardest things, I think, for people in any industry is that they, you know, they think about these issues all day long and they work hard on them for years. And then we test them in a poll. We ask people, you know, just how familiar are you with the concept of potable recycled water? We only have 12% who say they're very familiar. So it's sort of a good perspective builder to say, okay, all right, we have some introducing to do of this concept. I mean, another 29% said they were at least somewhat familiar, but you know, you have to take those with a grain of salt usually because it's hard for people to just sort of admit not knowing. In fact, we had 56% who just said, "Yep, not familiar with that." So it's you know, it's something that is you know, needs some and requires some explanation. You gave a very good explanation just now that is fairly close to the one that we used afterward to explain it to respondents. We then asked them after a quick explanation whether they'd support or oppose their local water agency increasing the use of potable recycled water in their community. And we had 63% who said that they would support that. We had 1 in 4 opposed, but that was actually eclipsed even by the strength of support. 27% actually strongly supported it. So, you know, there's once they have a bit of information telling them it's been cleaned and treated, it's using the latest technology and it meets high water quality standards, you know, people are fairly comfortable with that concept.
It's very interesting. It's okay that we have some education to do. That's our mission here. And it's not something that's new, but it's just a greater and greater emphasis for us, the idea of recycling water as we face drought and other stressors, and mm-hmm. as technology makes these things more possible. It's just really coming more and more to the forefront. It's good that the responses shifted a bit after the concept was explained. It was also revealing to me how people felt about the different uses for recycled water. Could you shed some light on how the numbers broke down there when people talked about maybe the different ways it could be used?
Sure. So we asked them 4 different potential ways of using recycled water in their community, and asked them for each one, was that it something that was acceptable or basically unacceptable in their view? Predictably, there were some distinctions, and they were pretty dramatic when it came to irrigation and landscaping or industrial uses. Overwhelmingly, more than 4 in 5 said that was acceptable. Once we started getting closer to home, literally said household uses other than drinking, such as laundry, showers, dishwashers, we still had 73% saying that that was acceptable. But when we got to drinking water, everyone was divided, literally divided. We had 42% say it was acceptable, only 44%, and then 44% saying it was unacceptable. So basically an even split there. We did see, you know, just broadly that, you know, there's a pretty big difference in terms of age. Our oldest respondents, which unfortunately I now fall into that category, were the least likely to say that using it for drinking water was acceptable. Those under the age of 50 were far more likely to say use for drinking water was acceptable. And there was also a gender difference. Men were far more comfortable with using it for drinking water than were women, by about a 12-point gap there. And that's, you know, women tend to be a little more cautious on lots of things related to health. So that's not a shock, but it's definitely something that to keep in mind when we think about how we communicate, especially about the drinking water aspect of potable water.
Very interesting. I'm sure that a big part of that reluctance goes to, well, a couple things. We kind of call it the yuck factor, and just that mm-hmm. that mental psychological hurdle you have to get over to drink water that was, you know, recently sewage. But also, you might be interested, El Paso, Texas is going to be the first place in the U.S. to have direct potable reuse. So they treat the water and they put it right back into the drinking water distribution system. And through the education process they've done down there, and then they conducted polling of their customers, and 85% were in support of this, you know, because of the years of education that went into it. So I know we can shift public opinion on that one over time and with some education. Yeah. Very, very interesting findings looking forward. As water kind of becomes more and more of an issue, these numbers are so high in many ways. Have they reached their ceiling? You know, can support get even stronger?
That's a great question. It's always a little, you know, we don't guarantee results when we do a survey. So it's always a little scary to keep seeing your numbers climb into the stratosphere, because you don't want to let anyone down the next year if we take a look at them again. I think water is obviously, it's so vital for people, and they do really connect it to their public health and the safety of their families. And so, you know, it's just year after year, we've continued to see that is something that's incredibly important to them. And so they are willing to make investments, even personal level investments. But more broadly, they'd like to see this type of thing be something that's discussed by elected officials and leaders, and not be sort of, you know, out of the limelight They really want something to happen in this arena. And I think with the skepticism and cynicism that we have about government today, doing something incredibly tangible that affects people so directly would just be wise in terms of budgeting and in terms of what elected officials can do to sort of restore some faith and confidence in government again.
Okay, well, that's the perfect place to leave our conversation. You nailed it right there. Lori, thank you so much. I'll definitely include a link to the poll results when I post this episode so folks can take a look. And I also look forward to connecting next year to see what the results show again. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Words on Water.